K107.1, the Packers coverage starts at 5 o'clock, and the game itself at 7 p.m. Brian Caribou from Cheesehead TV joins us now on the K-Lines. Brian, it is just a preseason game, obviously, but there's a little more buzz between this one, Packers-Seahawks, the first time that they're meeting since that Fail Mary game. Are we going to forget about that once we take the field and they we're going to realize this is just a preseason game, or is there a little bit more to this one tonight?
I think there's a little bit more to this one. Certainly, the games don't count in the standings, but it's not like anybody's going to forget that game last year. The same cast of characters is still going to be out on the field. I think Packer fans are going to hold a little animosity towards head coach Pete Carroll, wide receiver Golden Tate, maybe even quarterback Russell Wilson, the Wisconsin former Wisconsin Badgers player. So it'll be interesting tonight. I do think there's a little bit more at stake.
Emotions aside, this is the third preseason game, and this is the game when you see the starters play well into the game. Last night, the Ravens and the Panthers playing, Flacco and Cam Newton, they stayed in, you know, three quarters. It was about as close to a real game as you're going to get. What do you expect from the starters tonight and from Aaron Rodgers, who already looks, Brian, like he's in midseason form?
Yes, traditionally it's always the third preseason game where the starters kind of play into the second half, which is always a great thing from a fan perspective. You're getting to see the best players a little bit more before they kind of back off that final preseason game. They kind of want to avoid injury, I guess, before the regular season starts. But this is as good of a tune-up as you're going to see. I would imagine Aaron Rodgers and company, they'll be playing into the second half. How long exactly, I'm not sure. But you're going to see them more than you have before.
We're also going to see in the coming days the cuts start to happen. Who would you say are maybe some surprises, maybe some veterans? Who is fighting for their job tonight, in your opinion?
Well, I would say the kicker competition is coming down to its final days. I don't know what the Packers would accomplish by taking this one more week into the fourth week of the preseason. I think they're going to cut a kicker. They have a deadline this upcoming Tuesday, August 27th. They got to cut down to 75 players by then, so there's going to be about 15 guys off the roster. I think the kicker is going to be among them. So it'll either be Mason Crosby or Giorgio Tavecchio. I have no clue who, but it could come down to tonight's performance. If all of a sudden one kicker misses a kick or two, they could be on the chopping block.
A lot of veteran kickers on the wire. I think you're going to kind of see a carousel in the next couple of days. We may not have any idea who the Packers kicker is going to be come a week from now, but we'll find out. Any other battles we should be attentive on? I know the offensive line's been very focused on this year, the running back position. There's a couple of guys who could lose their jobs too.
Yes, on the offensive line, it looks like Don Barclay is going to start for the second consecutive week at right tackle. He's kind of in a battle with Marshall Newhouse, and the Packers haven't named the starter yet, haven't named who will win that job, but it's looking like Don Barclay is kind of ahead of Marshall Newhouse at this point. And at running back, you're going to see a good dose of DeJuan Harris, I think, this night for the first time this preseason. He's been kind of injured, missed the first two games of the year, but he's healthy and he looks to get a good dose of playing time this evening.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Again, the coverage starts at 5 o'clock tonight. Packers-Seahawks on K107.1, the kickoff at 7.